بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي فراس ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أهل الصفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فآتيه بوضوئه وحاجته، فقال: سلني. فقلت: أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. فقال: أو غير ذلك؟ قلت: هو ذاك. قال: فعيني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. رواه مسلم. The narrator of this hadith is a sahabi by the name of Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose kunyat, whose laqab, whose nickname was Abu Firas. He was the khadim, one of the servants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the sahaba who used to make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both whilst present in Madinah Munawwara and whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on safar or on journey. And this sahabi was amongst what we refer to as the Ahlus Suffa, the people of the Suffa. Those of us whom Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity of visiting Masjid al-Nabawi, up till today the area is demarcated just behind the Rawdah Sharif, a raised platform which is referred to as the Suffa. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Suffa was a roofed area in the rear of Masjid al-Nabawi, wherein the very poor muhajireen, those that had made hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama, obviously they had given up their homes, their livelihood, their belongings, they had come to Madinah Munawwara. They had no place to stay in Madinah Munawwara. So these very, very poor sahaba used to be housed in this area that was called Suffa. At times their numbers would swell sometimes up to 80 sahaba that were staying in the rear of Masjid al-Nabawi. And one fact that was common amongst them is the extreme poverty. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, we know the famous incident wherein he would describe that at times it would appear as if he had epileptic fits, and his entire body would be shaking and shivering because of excessive hunger. And we find that these sahaba, whenever some charity would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend some of the charity on the sahaba of Suffa, enabling them to get a little bit of food. But generally, great hardship, great difficulty they would undergo. And primarily they would spend their time in the sohbah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in acquiring the knowledge of deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So amongst these sahaba was this sahabi Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The sahabi from whom 12 ahadith are narrated. One of these ahadith are mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. And he passed away in the 63rd year of Hijrah. This sahabi says that I would spend the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I would bring his water by which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make wudu for tahajjud. In other words, this was one type of khidmat he would make. Wahajatihi, and whatever other need Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, I would be there at the service of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to me and he said that, "O Rabi'ah, ask me for whatever you want. Salni." From this we learn one very, very important sabak and lesson, that those that are people of honor, people of dignity, they don't just take khidmat, they don't just take service, but they attempt to pay it back. Some of us, we get a little bit of position, get a little bit of status, and we feel that now people to serve us, people to do things for us, this is our birthright. It's some sort of thing we can demand. But we find that the people of true dignity and honor, whenever anybody makes their khidmat, who was more deserving than khidmat than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The greatest creation of Allah, more lofty status, there was no one. Yet he attempts to pay back the sahabi for whatever khidmat he made. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the question that, "Salni, ask me, what should I give you in exchange for the service that you are doing for me?" We find in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, "Man sana ilaykum ma'rufan fakafiyuhu.
Man sana'a ilaykum ma'rufan fakafi'uhu. That if someone does something good for you, then pay it back. Attempt to pay it back. Don't feel that it is your right. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahabi, then ask me for whatever you want. What should I pay you in exchange for the service that you have done for me? Sahaba ikram, the overriding characteristic was the extreme love that they had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the request of the Sahabi? Now imagine, look at his financial circumstance. Doesn't have a roof over his head. Living in the rear of the masjid. Doesn't know where his next meal is going to come from. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Salni, ask me, what do you need? In other words, Rabia, what do you need? Let me give you something. Now, straight away, naturally, logically, what should it have been? Some financial assistance. But what is his response? As'aluka murafaqataka fil Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion in Jannah. I want to be your companion in Jannah. This was the type of love that they had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many, many incidents. We find other incidents also. With Sahabi comes and he says that, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I think of you, whenever I think of you, my sleep is haram. My food is haram. I am restless. I'm not at ease until I don't come and cool my eyes by looking at your noble countenance. Ya Rasulullah, what's going to happen when you leave this world and I leave this world? You are going to get the highest ranks in Jannah. You are going to get the highest ranks in Jannah. I can't visualize Jannah as a place of pleasure if I can't see you. How can I be your companion in Akhirat? Many, many Sahaba, we find this type of request. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion, in answer to this, what did he say? He said, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahbabta. Al-mar'u ma'aman ahbabta. Allah will raise you in Akhirat with the one whom you loved. Allah will raise you with the one whom you loved. What does Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He says, after the ni'mat of Iman, after the bounty of Iman which Allah gave us, this was the greatest ni'mat, that Allah said, we will be with whom we love. And we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. So this meant that we would be with him in Akhirat. We have to ask ourselves the question, that this type of expression, you will be with whom you love, who do we love? One is lip service love. What is the reality? Who are we emulating? Who are we following? Who have we made our role model? Who is our guide? Allah says, we will raise you with that person in the Akhirat. So in this question is asked, that ask me what you want. He says, As'aluka murafaqataka fil Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion in Jannah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? Allahu Akbar, to test his sincerity. Because what the Sahabi is asking, he's not asking something small. Ask for a million or a billion rands or dollars, that is small compared to what he's asking for. What is he asking for? To be the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. So what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask him? Aw ghayra dhalik? Is there anything else that you require? Is there anything? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is establishing the sincerity of the Sahabi. You and I, what we'll say, Ya Rasulullah, I want that, but also dunya also I have to see too. That's what you and I would say. What was his response? When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Aw ghayra dhalik? He says, Hu adhaak, Ya Rasulullah, that's all I want. That is all I want. I want to be your companion in Jannah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? This response of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a very important sabak and lesson that we learn from this. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? Fa'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood. Fa'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, help me in your favor. Assist me in your favor by making excessive sajda. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to do was to make dua. Ya Allah, make this my companion in Jannah. But the sabak for the entire ummah till qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling this person, I'll make the dua, but you have to help me. I'll make the dua, but you have, fa'inni ala nafsik. You have to help me. How? That one is the love that you have, the love has to translate into amal. The love has to translate into amal. Lip service love is not sufficient. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Fatima radiallahu anha, Fiya Fatima binti Muhammad, that, O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not be deceived that you are the daughter of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You also have to make effort. This was the tawazu and humility of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More importantly, sabak for you and I. One is the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other is that love has to translate into amal. This month of Rabiul Awal, the birth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is remembered. Gatherings take place. We enumerate his fadail, his favors. But what the problem is, my respected brothers, it stops there. It mustn't stop there. It must go to the next stage. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so let me dress like him. I love him, let me be a husband like he taught me. Let me be a father like he taught me. Let me do business like he taught me. Let me conduct myself like he taught me. This is assisting ourselves. Aini ala nafsik. Assist me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to the sahabi, assist me so that Allah will fulfill this request. What must you do? Kathratu sujood. Kathratu sujood literally translates means that excessive sajda. Ulama explained it doesn't mean go and mix hundreds of sajda only. It refers to excessive salah, increase nawafil in your life. Read a great deal of nafil salah. Bilal, the beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bilal, I can hear your footsteps in Jannah. I can hear your footsteps in Jannah. What is it that you are doing? What was the response of Bilal? That Ya Rasulullah, nothing else I can think of besides the fact that every time I make wudu, I read 2 rakat salah. Every time I make wudu, I read 2 rakat salah. So sajda here refers to salah. The reason sajda is singled out, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have said, assist me by making a lot of salah. He said, make a lot of sajda. Because sajda by many ulama is regarded as the most superior posture in salah. Of all the postures in salah, make a lot of sajda doesn't only mean sajda, it means ruku, it means koma, it means jalsa. It means make a lot of salah. But sajda singled out, why? Because it is the most superior posture of salah. Why? With regards to sajda, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. You cannot go closer to Allah. You cannot go closer to Allah than you will go when you are in sajda. So through sajda, you will get the qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah. In this is ishara, in this is indication. One very important point, ulama ikram mentioned. You want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The closeness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam without the closeness of Allah is impossible. The love of Allah without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is impossible. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without the love of Allah is impossible. These two are interlinked. These two are interlinked. This is supported by Quran. What does Allah say? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Tell them if you love Allah. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two things are interlinked. Then what will happen? Yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. So if you want the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without the love of Allah, in other words, the obedience of Allah, without excessive sajda, through sajda you will get the qurb and the closeness of Allah. As you go closer to Allah, you will go closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you go closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will go closer to Allah. These two things are interlinked. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.